So we do have David Muir from Astronomy Ireland on the line at the moment. So, David, are you with us?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, thank goodness for that. We finally got you. I do apologise. The problem was at our end, unfortunately, not yours. David, I love the name. I absolutely love the name it is. The Star BBQ, or the Star BQ, and the Electric Picnic of Astronomy. Who is the genius that awarded it all like that?
You know what? In 1992, we read of some group, I forgot where it was in the world, running a barbecue and a viewing session. And I think they'd spelled S-T-A-R-B-E-C-U-E. So we adapted it to S-T-A-R-B-Q and just invited some of our members along to have a look through telescopes in the Wicklow Mountains in a car park, a public car park up in the forest. And it took off. And now we get up to 1,000 people. We have a professional caterer. We hire the GAA grounds at Roundwood, dead centre of the Wicklow Mountains, where you can see the Milky Way overhead with the naked eye. Not too far from Dublin, also easy access from a lot of the country. The people not only come from all parts of the island, some people actually come in from now to look through the giant telescopes at the wonders of the universe and hear some talks and have a barbecue, and see all the displays and stands that get set up. So it's really like Electric Picnic. It's the festival of astronomy every year since 1992, by far the biggest star party in Ireland.
I just love it. I have to, when I've seen it, I know I've interviewed you myself before and on other occasions to do with the astronomy, but I have to say, when I seen this one, I absolutely dived and I had to get it. It was absolutely fantastic, Warden. Now, of course, as you have been talking there, it is, of course, this Saturday, the 5th. Can you tell everybody about it and what will they expect to see and learn from it?
Yeah, well, one of the big problems for urban dwellers in astronomy that like looking at the sky, a lot of people just like reading our magazine, they're armchair astronomers, they don't want to go out and get cold. Some people would say they're the clever ones, but I'm not one of the clever ones. I like getting cold. As long as you wrap up well, you don't get that cold anyway. And if you're in the urban areas, I've used my own telescope maybe 1,000 times better than your eyes, and you can see a good few things. Planets, it doesn't matter. But galaxies and star clusters, the wonders of the universe, they are spoiled. It's like watching your TV with sunshine directly on the screen. You know, you're much better off in a darkened room. And so it is, you go out to the Wicklow Mountains, that it's like having a totally different telescope, or one 10 times better than when you're using it in the city. The change is dramatic. So people get to see things like the Andromeda Galaxy. We can even see that faintly with the naked eye, the most distant object you can see with the naked eye, 2.5 million light years away, which means you're seeing it as it was 2.5 million years ago, looking out into deep space is like a time machine looking back in time. And then there's other things like giant star clusters called globular clusters. There's a beautiful one on show during the summer called the Great Globular in Hercules. And it's 500,000 stars, all clumped tightly together. Looks like somebody took a sheet of their black velvet and sprinkled a pile of salt onto it. And that's one of the showpieces of the night sky. Then there are stars like the Sun that die at the end of their lives and swell up into these big gas clouds. One's called the Ring Nebula. Guess what it looks like? And another one's called the Dumbbell Nebula. Yeah, it's a little bit like a dumbbell, but I think it looks more like an apple core. You know, someone's been eating an apple and left the core over. And you'll see pictures of these in books, magazines, online, and the like. No, live. They're ethereal. You can see through them. They're almost a totally different sight. And there's loads more things like that. The big star attraction this year would be the planet Saturn with its ring tipped towards us. It has 239 moons that are known, and six of them are very big. Two of them we'll easily see. We'll probably see four of them with the telescopes. I've seen six on good nights with the kind of telescopes we're using. And these telescopes are thousands of times more powerful than your eyes. They're the largest telescopes in private hand in Ireland. So you're not going to get much better view in your whole life than you'll get at Starbucks.
239 moons. Now, to be honest, to the ordinary person like myself, I thought it was just a 1 moon. what? What does 239 moons exactly mean? I mean, can you see? I know, I mean, you look up into the sky and there's going back years, of course, and Man in the Moon and this, that, and the other, but it was always only the one moon. Can you explain 239 moons to me, please?
Yeah, well, when Galileo turned his first telescope on the skies back in 1610-ish, he saw that Jupiter, which is like a very bright star to the naked eye, had these little stars next to it. And he plotted them night by night and realized they're actually going around Jupiter. That was one of the things that led them to believe the Earth wasn't at the center of the universe, because everything was supposed to go around the Earth. Yet here's things going around Jupiter. And it was, you know, it was the first time we started to get an inkling what the universe was really like. And they're easy to see. A pair of binoculars these days will even show them. And as telescopes became more powerful, they found fainter satellites, so smaller moons going around. And our moon, of course, is very big, very important to us, about 2,000 miles across. And in the scheme of moons, that's about as big as they get. There's a few a bit bigger than that, but there are lots smaller. And Jupiter and Saturn seem to collect moons because they've got the asteroid belt nearby, and perhaps collisions as well have caused rocks just a few miles, a few tens of miles across to go into orbit on Saturn. So although we say there's over 200 moons of Saturn, I think Jupiter's up over the 100 mark. Well, most of them are tiny, and Jupiter's really only four you can see with a amateur telescope. But on Saturn, there's about six or seven that you can see with amateur telescopes, and the latest ones are found by the biggest telescopes in the world, looking specially for them. So you could argue that's cheating. But then again, you know, these are things several miles across. If you're at Saturn and you ran into them, you'd know all about it.
I see, as you said earlier on, of course, there's a barbecue, but you also have talks. And can you tell me about the talks that would be going on? It is, of course, a one-night-only thing. So, guys, if you want to find out about
and
it...
Years ago... Yeah, years ago, we figured out how to beat the Irish weather. A handy little trick some other groups might like to use. I'll tell you about that in a second. We wanted to make it an event that if it has to run on the night, because you've got to book a caterer, you've got to book the hall, you've got to book the speakers and everything else. So that's our festival. And the main talk this year will be Anthony Lynch, who some people may know. He's often had the front cover photograph on Astronomy Ireland magazine. He's that good. And we were all watching the eclipse last month in Ireland, having great fun. But he went to Spain. A lot of people did from Ireland, to see the total eclipse of the sun, which is a completely different thing, even though, you know, they sound the same. But a total eclipse, day turns to night. That did not happen in Ireland this year. Far from it, a little bit dimmer, that's it. But you can see the stars in the daytime sky for a few minutes. And you can also see big flames coming out of the edge of the sun. A lot of people went to Spain to see it, got to see that, yeah, the total eclipse sun in the
that's
sky.
That's an experience
for a minutes,
in itself.
But if you zoom in, you could see detail in these flames coming off the sun, and that's what Anthony Lynch did. So he's actually going to give a talk, the headline talk, at Starbucks on Saturday, and he will show people who went to Spain to see the eclipse a better view than they actually got themselves when they were in Spain. And for the rest of us, it's going to blow our minds with the kind of things he could see with all his photographic equipment. And he's a brilliant speaker as well, so people are going to enjoy his talk enormously.
And I see there's a YouTube star as well, John Campbell.
Yeah, John Campbell.
What's...
John Campbell had built a following of about 50,000 people on YouTube, and then he joined Astronomy Ireland as our managing editor of the magazine, so day-to-day he looks after it. I'm only the editor-in-chief, which means perhaps I get a bit of a say in what goes on every now and then. And he also gives our beginners astronomy classes. They're starting next month in October. Details of that are on the website as well, Astronomy.
And
he is the website. And so we get rave reviews for his evening classes, talks. So he's going to give a talk about, you know, getting started in astronomy and imaging in astronomy as well, because people are carrying around powerful astronomical cameras in their pockets utilizing it. Your smartphone, they can take long exposure pictures. If you know how to set the timer on them for about 10 seconds, and how to control, put into night mode or manual or pro mode and take a long exposure, sit it on a wall pointing up or the roof of the car or something, and it will photograph stars far fainter, maybe 100 times fainter than you can see with your eyes. So if you know how to use one of those, you're at the top end of astronomy. And people have got them in their pockets.
Yeah, that's for the younger ones. Unfortunately, I don't think I would have the knowledge of all what you do. Well, I suppose I would. I suppose that's not underestimated.
It's relatively
those old fogies
you probably
can do,
learned how to take pictures.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh,
you probably learned to take family snaps with your cat with your own. I mean, who would have thought years ago we'd be taking family snaps with our phones? But today people can, and it's only a few extra steps to take night shots, brilliant night shots as well. And then there'll be a talk about eclipses in history. In fact, I can give people a sneak preview. Go to our website, click on our YouTube channel, you'll see me giving a talk, which is sort of off the cuff at a sun show we ran recently, talk about how eclipses mean that you and I are talking English right now. We should be talking Greek because of eclipses. They stopped us from talking Greek. We should be talking Latin. An eclipse stopped us from talking Latin. The Middle East problem caused by an eclipse. Columbus would be dead, wouldn't have got back to America if it weren't for eclipse. Albert Einstein, he's one of many famous scientists from the start of the 1900s, but an eclipse made him especially famous. There's some great stories like that. I told them off the cuff on the YouTube thing, but we're going to do a better presentation at the event as well, because this is sort of eclipse year.
Right, David, before we finish up, can you, this is of course a ticketed event, can you tell the people where and how they can get the tickets?
Yeah, everybody is welcome. We've officially invited all 8 million people on the
yes,
island.
Yes, I've seen that before. That'll be a big crowd.
Yeah, well, hopefully a few of them will be available on the night. We've had up to 1,000 people. We can cater for over 1,000 people. The professional caterers are very good at that. And the hall will hold over 1,000 as well. And we have a huge pitch. We use the entire GA pitch to flood it with telescopes that are pointing at the sky. And you go to Astronomy there, you can book tickets at reduced rates for children, senior citizens, students, etc. And all food is included, all soft drinks. We don't have alcohol at the event because it actually numbs your eye sensitivity to faint light. You're better off not having any alcohol, and you'll see more. So everything's included. The talk a lot. All you don't need anything else. Just buy your ticket. We do everything else. It's also our biggest annual fundraiser, so you're helping us to promote interest in astronomy as well, especially to get young people interested to go on to careers as high-paid professors, scientists, and engineers, and keep this big economy that Ireland's got going now. Our science-based economy. We're almost pure science in Ireland now. That's why this country is one of the wealthiest, believe it or not, in the world. Is because it's now all powered by science. About 60% of our economy. 10% is agriculture, 10% is tourism, and the rest is everything else. So science is extremely important. It's a big mission that Astronomy Ireland has, to have fun doing astronomy, but also make sure that young people get in science and have fantastic careers. So astronomy.ie, get your ticket, get all of your friends and family along. Look, I am so sure people are going to enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, then I personally will give you your money back.
David, listen, thank you very, very much for joining me this morning. Guys, it is, of course, as I said, it's this Saturday, September the 5th, and it is the Starbecue, the Electric Picnic of Astronomy. David, thank you very, very much for joining me this morning. Much appreciated, and I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed it. So thank you, David. Thanks very much indeed.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right, guys.